It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Bohr. Well, welcome back, listeners, viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show here with Jeff Bohr. Jeff, how you doing?
Very good, Charlie. Thank you.
Yes. Thanksgiving coming up here real soon. You got any plans?
Indeed. Well, family's in town, so we're going to go there and just relax. And I think I might have Friday off if I'm lucky. So we'll see.
If you're lucky. If the computer's out there, behave.
Exactly.
You know, what I love about the show, the things I'm familiar with, I learn more. And then there's the things I had no idea. I mean, you've got like breaking news here. So again, let me turn it over to you. Fill us in.
Okay. Well, what I want to talk about is a new feature that you're going to start seeing more and more called pass keys. So we all know we have a lot of passwords now. And passwords are the bane of everyone's existence. Yeah. I can't think of anyone that says, oh, I'd like to sort out my passwords. That'll be fun. You know, it's a nightmare for everyone because we have too many passwords, too many sites, too many usernames. So pass keys are a way that you can securely sign into websites without a password. And you're starting to see those. So what happens is you might go to a website you haven't been to before and you see a little button at the bottom that says sign in with Apple or sign in with Google or sign in with Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the door to the pass keys. So when you click that, they know who you are. They create an identity for you. So you do not have to put your email in. Wow. And the password, which is called the pass key, is stored on your computer or your phone. So it doesn't go out anywhere and you don't even have to know what it is. Wow. So once you click that, it will let you in to the website and then your computer. And if you have an iPhone and an iPad, Apple's iCloud syncs the pass keys. Now with Facebook and Google, I kind of resist those because they're both advertising companies. But if that's all you have, then Facebook or Google can also create a pass key for you. So one of the benefits of pass keys is the heightened security. So unlike passwords, pass keys rely on this, what's called asymmetric cryptography, which means that there's no pattern to the passkey that could be discovered by a brute force method where they get your email and they have a computer that can try millions of combinations of passwords every 10 seconds until one goes ding. The way the passkeys are created, that's very difficult to do, especially because the bad guy will not know your email address because the passkey only protects the password, but it also protects your identity. So they're very hard to guess through those kind of methods. And another thing that passkeys are better, a lot of people use phrases, you know, they use pet names, they use dates that mean something to them. And as you know, a lot of these things can be found on social media. If people say, oh, here's my first dog Spot who died. And, you know, well, a lot of people use Spot as their password or a variation of that. So all those variables are taken out. So you won't have to memorize any more passwords and you don't have to change them often. So the passkey is stored on your device. Nobody can access that. You can't even see what it is yourself. And it's kind of almost magical because it just works. You know, your computer knows the password. When you go to this website, it fills it in for you, usually with some kind of biometric authentication. So you might use your fingerprint or your face ID on a device to enable the passkey, or you might have to enter a device password. So that's the protection, but you don't even know the password. So it's almost impossible to be hacked. And another thing with identity theft and phishing and stuff, passkeys provide a level of security where one of the people involved cannot deny their involvement in a transaction. So basically, if you were using a passkey to get into your legal site to file your taxes, you're saying that this is Jeff and this is my accountant and these are my taxes and it's all above board. But with someone that didn't have the passkey tried to get in, it wouldn't work. So the only way, you know, there's no way to hack this.
Wow.
So nobody could sneak in and try to get your financial information without this. And then another way that the passkeys are beneficial, they have what they call these man-in-the-middle attacks, where basically between the time the password leaves your computer and gets to the source or the website, someone intercepts it. Well, with passkeys, it's not going to happen because none of the data means anything to anyone. So it's all encrypted and coded, and your username and password are not sent together. So passkeys are kind of the future of passwords. And they've been talking about this for years. You'll start to see it when you go to websites. It won't even pop up on websites that you've already signed into because you've already got a username and password. But they might start implementing it. Right now, I've only seen it on sites where I don't have a current login. And when you create your, normally on the page where you create your username and password, that will still be an option. But when you see these options at the bottom that say create a passkey or sign in with Apple or Google or Facebook, then that is taking advantage of the passkey feature. So they'll still have a box for username and password. But if you see that sign in with another vendor like Apple, Google, or Facebook, that's the choice you want to pick because that's a lot more safer than entering your email and a password.
Wow.
So imagine that in the future, these will make everyone's online lives a lot simpler and more secure because it's just so easy to use.
Wow. You know, I've noticed those recently in the last few months, and I started resisting it. And then I'm like, well, this just does seem so much easier than coming up with a password and a username. So I've been doing the Google thing. So that's good to know. I'm going to switch over to start using Apple.
Whenever you can, because it's a lot more resistant to cyber threats. And also it's just very user friendly.
Yeah.
And secure. So really it's a no brainer to use the passkeys. And even if you, there's no chance of forgetting a password or having to reset a password when you're using passkeys.
Now,
because all you do is just log into your computer and the passkey is stored on there. So
now you're traveling and you get on another computer, I guess.
Now, if you're on a different computer, the passkey will not work.
Yep.
So, but if that were the case, if it's a financial site or something, you'd have to use one of your own devices to take advantage of the passkey.
Okay.
So if you were to log into a bank or something on a computer that didn't belong to you at a public place or something, you'd probably have to get in through a username and password.
Okay.
Because the passkey could not be stored securely because that's not your device.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically it's usually verified with some biometric because almost all the computers and devices now have some kind of sensory authentication measure, whether it's a fingerprint or a face ID or something like that. So if you went to a computer where you didn't have your face ID or fingerprint set up and you went to one of those sites, and it was a brand new computer, you'd see the options to log in with a passkey, but then you wouldn't probably get your data on a strange computer.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if you have a passkey for your bank stored on your computer and you went to a computer at the library and tried to get to your bank, they wouldn't know who the heck you were because that computer doesn't have your passkey on it.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot more safe actually, and I would recommend not going to websites or doing any transactions on computers that you don't know about, like in a library or something, because you don't know what that network is connected to and who could be monitoring it. Yeah. So usually passkeys are safe if you use them on your devices, but on a public device, it's kind of risky anyway. So passkeys really don't work on those.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So just travel with your iPad or laptop, which I always do, and you're good to go. Okay.
And most people have their phone with them more than anything.
And your phone.
And they do a lot of business on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
But this is kind of the future, and it's starting to happen slowly. And not every website has adopted the passkey method yet, but they're starting to, because I've seen it more and more as I navigate the web, and you'll get options. And it might not even be for something financial. It could be for a social media site, you know, hey, sign in with a passkey. You know, it could be anything that you have to create a username and password for. So I would guess that probably in the next decade, there will be more passkeys than passwords.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And passwords will soon become a thing of the past. I mean, it'll take a few years for this to be adopted and for everyone to do it, but it is happening now. So I think it's something we can look forward to, where you won't have to have that method of remembering passwords, whether it's an app or a workbook or a notebook or post-it notes. That'll become a thing of the past as soon as this is adopted worldwide.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, you familiar with LastPass?
Yeah, and that LastPass, Dashlane, 1Password are all password management programs.
I guess they all go out the window. I mean, you don't need those anymore.
Yeah, there'll be there's a term called Sherlock, which means that a feature has been introduced. Apple used to have a little search engine on their computer called Sherlock. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was they came out with Spotlight. So they say the old software, which was Sherlock, had been Sherlocked. So passkeys will probably Sherlock all these other password apps and stuff, but it'll take a few years. Yeah. But I would guess in 10 years, passwords will be a thing of the past, because passkeys are much more safe, secure, and they're also user-friendly, because you really don't have to do anything.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
So the future is here in a lot of ways. And if you can start using passkeys, you'll find that it's a lot easier, because you don't have to remember anything.
Mm. That's awesome. Good, good stuff. Now I know, and I know many of your listeners are now going, oh, okay, now I know what to do here.
Yeah, what that is, because you see it at the bottom and it really doesn't mean anything. But if you know that that's a way to get into this website without having to have a username and create a password that you have to remember, it's a no-brainer to pick the passkey solution.
It is.
And anybody at any level can do this, because all you have to do is click. You know, find your favorite authenticator, you know, Google, Facebook, or Apple usually, and, you know, go ahead, just click it and you're in.
Good stuff, Jeff. Wow. Well, once again, thank you. Breaking new ground here. And man, as always, I can't wait until the next episode.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Charlie.
Well, you take care, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to naplesmachelp.com or call 239-595-0482.